All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. All right, that's his name is alive from Fort Lake. You can't always be loved on 4AD. All right, as promised, we're going to get into a pre-record of Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. So let's take it away. All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to a pre-recorded live set on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, we have Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. How you doing, gentlemen?
We're good. How's good. It going?
Good, good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I'm going to have to apologize ahead of time. I know I'm going to trip that name up at least once before we get done today.
Okay, we expect that now.
Yeah, I have to admit, out of all the bands I've had in here, you have the most difficult name
Easy for us, too.
Well, you know, I'll get it right like 12 times, but that 13th time, you know, it just won't come out right. But anyway, it's all good. We're here for the music, and that's all that matters. What do you have to start out with today?
We're going to play a brand new song that we're in the process of finishing recording right now that should be released on a record sometime this year.
Okay.
It's called Dinner Plate.
Dinner Plate? Okay.
Yep.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded show of the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. And that was the first song that they have played for us, Dinner Plate. And you said that's going to be on an upcoming release, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, we're actually in the process of finishing two records, and that's going to be on the second of them.
Okay. Is it going to be like in the past? Are they both going to be EPs? Or
no, they actually will both have 11 or 12 songs each.
Oh, we're getting ambitious now, huh?
Well, yeah. Or we're just really slow. The first of the two is we started it last year in July, and just like schedules and mixing issues and whatever has made it take a long time, but it will get done eventually. And so we decided just to start recording other songs alongside of it because they were ready to record.
Okay. So you think you're going to be releasing them back to back, or maybe separate them a bit?
I think that the plan is just as soon as they're ready, release them, not really like worrying how close they are together. Mm-hmm. Like the second of the two might be in online release only anyways, just because of money.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Sure. You have any working titles for either one of them yet, or
For the online only one, not really a title yet. The other one that we started last year is gonna be called Yume. That's just a Japanese word that means dream.
Okay. How do you spell that?
I'm sorry. Yume.
Why you may. Okay.
It's also the name of my cat, too.
Oh, really?
That's really important information to know.
Okay. So there is a personal tie to this, definitely. Okay. So probably like toward the end of the year then for both of them, you're thinking?
I hope sooner, but yes, that's a safe estimate.
Sometime in the fall, we'll put it out like
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah. One of them for sure by fall.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to that. Sure. Okay, what do you have for us now?
So the next song that we're going to play would be off the record that we started last year, the Yume record, and this song is called Nonsense Land.
Okay.
Magic in each moment. The sun peeks around a candy coated cloud, and all the little animals all dance and jump around. So close your eyes, let nonsense guide the into
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show with Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. All right. Why don't we take a moment if you guys could introduce yourselves, who you are, what you play, what do you do, and what do you like to do when you're not doing music?
My name's Jeremy, and I'm the one singing and playing the acoustic guitar, and... what do I like to do when I'm not doing music?
Can you even squeeze that in, Jeremy? You're in so many bands, right?
I think that I just do music, and I try to work as little as possible besides that.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, my name is Helmut. I play guitar, and I'm very nervous. if I don't play music, I do craft guitar pedals, but that's kind of music related, I guess. So that's like a fun hobby that I acquired.
A town that likes to avoid making decisions.
So even the decision what to do when I'm not playing music is a very hard one.
So that's where you spend the rest of your time.
Yes, thinking about what to do.
Okay. All right, and I'm not familiar with you, sir, the drummer.
My name's Nick, and I play drums. And apart from doing music, I mean, I spend a lot of time doing music. I'd have to think about what I do apart from working and playing music. That's kind of a lot of it.
It's kind of hard to explain to other people, isn't it? I have that issue with my my girlfriend. You know, she likes music, don't get me wrong. Most people do like music. But people like ourselves, no, we really, really like music. I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. But for me, it's like if music didn't exist, I don't know what the heck I would do with my life.
Yeah, I'd have to find something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd be in the helmet category if not able to decide what to do.
But if music didn't exist, we wouldn't really know that it was ever there. So maybe we would be perfectly happy doing something else. I don't know.
I don't know if I want to contemplate something like that, though.
Well, the nice thing is you could still invent it.
This is true. This is true. I probably could say that. If it didn't exist, I'd have to figure out a way to make it happen. All right. Let's get back to the music. That's what we're here for, right? What you have to...
So let's see. For this next song is called Security Blanket.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded Motor Live Drive at 5 show in the studio of Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. All right. Jeremy, why don't we talk about like what you have so far as recordings, and how do we get that if the listeners are interested?
So, yeah, right now we have 3 different releases, 2 EPs. One has 6 songs, one has 3 songs, and they're properly titled the 6-song EP and the 3-song EP. And then we have 1 full-length that is called The Wool Gathering, and the 6-song one and The Wool Gathering we have compact discs for, and then all of them are available for download, and all of that can be found at on Bandcamp. Okay. Or if ever you come to a show,
of course,
can get a CD or...
And 2 of them are on compact disc, and 1 is on a laser disc.
A laser disc? Wow, I'd forgotten about those.
For everyone's inconvenience.
Yeah, whatever happened to those?
I think they're in boxes in people's closets.
Yeah, at rummage sales or at the Salvation Army, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and of course, you folks have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, and we have 1... for people that like to go watch things on YouTube, we have 1 video that we made about a year ago that of one of our songs that's on YouTube to watch.
Okay, which one's that?
That's for a song called I Need Some Drugs.
Ah, okay. I can only imagine what that video is like. Anyway.
It's a fun video.
I think you just have to watch it.
Yeah.
Imagine no more.
There we go. I thought that's what taking drugs was about, imagining. Anyway. All right. Well, let's keep it going, I guess.
Okay. So, let's see. This song is going to be called Summertime.
Okay.
But it's cold as a
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. Keep in mind that this is a pre-recorded show, so it's not going to be broadcast for a little while. Jeremy, does Zombie have any shows coming up starting in June that you can talk about? Or
we actually, as of this moment, have zero shows scheduled.
Okay.
There are a couple of reasons for that is I haven't really been trying to schedule any because we're without a bass player, as you may have noticed from all these songs, we have no bass.
Okay.
And so we're in the process of replacing the bass player, and we kind of wanted to focus on our time and energies on getting the records that we're trying to finish completed.
Okay.
Just because the mixing part of it's been a pretty lengthy process, and yeah. So no shows scheduled at the moment, but maybe like for the end of summer or something, we'll have something.
Okay. And of course, you obviously can keep busy with the other ones, even if you're not doing the live shows with Zombie, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I have other bands with shows, and Helmet has another new band too called Rabbit Ears.
Okay.
May You'll have a show coming up. I don't know.
I believe so. I think we have two things coming up, like towards the end of May. One for sure is on the 28th at Kelly's.
In Hamtramck? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the other one is this Muse Festival that Jeremy may actually know more about than I do. Like your cousin Tanya, but I don't know the details about that one other than it's supposed to be on the 24th.
Yeah, my cousin Tanya, she's the singer of the band Tons and the Filthy Animals, and she is she's doing these three shows under the title of the Muse, and I can't remember what the acronym Muse stands for off the top of my head right now, but it's basically she's trying to raise money for some education program, and she's putting on three shows that are for that purpose.
Okay. Well, maybe that might still be relevant by the time we hear this broadcast.
Probably, yeah, because there's like three shows, but there's like they're staggered throughout like the summer. So the last one I think isn't even until August.
Oh, okay. So
but the first one is like May 24th or whichever day is a Thursday. It's like May 24th or 26th.
Okay.
At Majestic, and then there's one in June, which I think the one hits one the Helmet just mentioned.
Yeah, I believe Thursday that would be the 26th. I think
we should have prepared our notes ahead of time so we could give you accurate information.
That's okay. I put you on the spot, didn't I? Is it going to be in the same location each time?
Yeah, there's three different spots too. I know the first one is Majestic, and one of the other two is at Smalls in Hamtramck.
Okay,
I think that's the one that we're playing at.
Okay, yeah, and the third I don't know. Somewhere around Detroit or Detroit area for sure.
Okay, well, we'll definitely know more probably by the time this gets broadcast. I can even keep in touch with you, and we'll have more info on that, of course. So Rabbit Ears, what kind of music you do there?
I mean, I also play guitar in that band because that's really the instrument that I'm most comfortable with, mm-hmm. though I own other ones. it's so far it is an instrumental project with a drummer, bass, and myself, and it sounds kind of like minimalist surfy here and there, I guess. Like whatever happens, really, there was no plan or concept for any specific genre to happen. It's just what happened naturally.
I would say that's a good description though, because there's definitely like some kind of surfy elements to it from the one time that I heard it.
Okay. And it's instrumental type of music. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, we thought about adding a singer at one point, and for like a few practices, we had singers too, but it never really seemed, it was the perfect fit. And right now we're thinking it actually sounds good the way it is, and we may just keep it that way.
Hmm.
Why add the drama of a vocalist?
That's why. Why add a drama of the vocalist? You know, just keep it simple and real, right?
The rest of our songs are going to be instrumental now.
Aw, poor Jeremy. What about you, Nick? You got anything that you do besides Zombie?
What comes to mind is I have a show August 6th with a band I play guitar in called Chances Are with an ellipsis at the end, and that's in a town called Britton, Michigan.
Okay.
Which is pretty far out there, but...
Is that like up north, I take it, or...?
No, I think it's like closer to Jackson, maybe. I don't know. I just let the GPS take me places.
Okay. Well, that should be interesting then, too. You want to talk briefly about your other projects, Jeremy, or, you know, it's up to you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, I play bass in two other bands. One is called Disinformants, and then the other is the one I mentioned, Tons and the Filthy Animals, which are kind of a newer band. I just started playing with them in December, just this past December. And, Disinformants is working on new songs and maybe a record this year, and the next show for Disinformants is at Fuzz Fest at Blind Pig in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
And that's in June. I of course can't remember the dates, but
it's the second weekend, I guess it would be, maybe.
Oh, or? Well, you text me and remind me that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got to have each other's back. I had to be reminded when the show was today. So anyway, all right, let's do another song.
Okay. This song is called Magic Smurf.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded Motor Live Drive at 5 show in the studio, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
You got it right again.
Wow. I think you cursed me. I'm going to mess up the next time, right?
I kind of want you to mess it up on purpose the rest of the times you say it, just to hear.
So you're going to start making funny faces at me and everything through the window?
Sure.
Throw me off my game. All right. Well, I'm having a good time. I don't know about you, gentlemen.
All right. No, I'm having fun.
That's cool.
I have a question, though.
I'm nervous to the point where I'm like, it's almost miserable, but I sometimes am like that.
Helmet wet himself, too.
Twice.
Fortunately, we can't see that on radio, so it's a cool. You play in front of live audiences all the time. Why are you nervous here on the radio?
I'm not sure. Maybe because it's early in the morning. I didn't eat enough.
Ah,
there's a large amount of CDs in here too. It's very
intimidating.
Intimidating.
Yeah. That's a lot, man. Think of how long it would take to listen to all those.
14 years.
Yeah, and that's if you don't sleep. But that's cool. You said you had a question?
Yeah, so on the outside of this, on the wall of this room that we're in, there's a tree that has all these little gold leaves.
Uh-huh.
That, like, you can make donations and to support the station.
And, yeah.
So, like, is that... like anybody can do that, and like, and what are, I mean,
yeah,
it's high what rollers. Are the limits to what you can put on the leaf?
Well, you can put whatever you want as long as it's not, you know, dirty or anything.
Sure, sure. But I mean, you don't have to be like as serious as all of the ones out there, though. Like, if you pay the donation money, it's your leaf, right?
Yeah, but it is for the high rollers, though. I mean, it costs a pretty penny to do that leaf, though. What is it?
Are we allowed?
How much
are
is
we
it
allowed to say how much it is because it's for the station?
Yeah, yeah, it's like $500.
$500. Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought the pamphlet said $250.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, it's.
That's for the backside.
I don't know if you get the whole leaf.
Oh, you only get part of a leaf for $250.
You just get the fig leaf if you do $250.
Get the backside.
Maybe they reduced it.
They might have reduced it, but it definitely you have to. You know, donate at least that much. But sure, you could put anything you want on it, as long as it's, you know, family friendly, I guess.
I know Mike D tried to do a really funny one, and they wouldn't let him do it.
Really?
They ended up changing everything he wanted to say.
Oh, well, Mike D can get really out there, though. I don't think Jeremy's suggesting anything too far out.
Yeah, more something whimsical and fun versus anything too... I mean, I don't know what Mike D's... choice was, but so I can't say for sure, but I don't even know what I would want to put on the leaf. I saw it out there before we came in here, and I thought it would be a good topic to mention anyways, since it would support the station if people did it. So
appreciate that. Yeah,
but
it's a good way to immortalize your band too.
There you go, immortalize your band by putting the name on there, you know.
Yeah,
it's going to be tricky, though, to fit the entire zombie Jesus, you know, on that leaf, but I think we can make it happen.
Well, you get, per the flyer out there, which may have incorrect information anyways, but it said you get 25 characters and per line and two lines, and so
I guess
it would fit, but then I just couldn't add anything else, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's for a good cause, so anybody out there that wants to have a gold leaf with words on it should do it.
Or dedicate it to someone that you loved or, you know, do love.
Yeah, there are a lot of nice ones out there, too.
In memory of and that kind of stuff, yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Thank you very much, yeah. All right, let's get into another song, then.
All right, I'm going to look at my trusty song list here to make sure which song is next. All right, so this one will be... This one's called Pirate Song.
Pirate Song.
Yeah.
Okay. Caught me off guard there.
It's a really short one.
Yeah. I figured that out now.
No, it's still going on. It's just a secret part of the song.
Oh, okay. And then all of a sudden it'll come back on. And
yeah, this is the bass solo.
Oh, okay. I can hear it now. Very low end on that.
Yeah, I don't think the frequencies really come through on the radio, though.
Okay. I think the dogs can hear it, though. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5, pre-recorded. We have Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band in the house, giving us some great music. All right, so maybe again, if you can tell us how to get your music.
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to Bandcamp, but I mean, it should be available even like on Amazon and iTunes and various other places for download. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can download stuff from Spotify, but you could definitely listen there. But to get physical copies of the two CDs that we have, I know you can order them from Bandcamp or find us somewhere at a show.
Mm-hmm.
If ever we schedule one again.
And of course, Facebook too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, go to our Facebook page, send us friendly messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Let's see.
I think they're also in some of the stores around the area, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the record stores in like Ferndale and Royal Oak and maybe a couple others. We have some there, and they may or may not be in stock, depending on how... I'm not very good about going back there to restock them, but because they... surprisingly do sell, so
that's good. That's great. That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is a very good thing.
Okay,
you gotta hit Stormy in Dearborn.
Yeah, do you ever drop them off at Stormy Records in Dearborn?
No, I should do that. I don't make it out to Dearborn Way that often, mm-hmm. but I should make a point there because I like that record store anyways.
Yeah, very nice people that run that place. So basically, a good idea would be to maybe call your local mom and pop record store, you know, and say, hey, do you have Zombie Jesus, you know, in stock, that kind of thing. So
yeah, and if they don't, maybe they'll send us a Facebook message and request it.
There you go. And now you have another place to drop off your music. Because, you know, you got nothing to do right now anyway. You're a slacker.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if they say they don't have it, we have to practice our disappointed sigh.
Yeah, there you go.
And if it's a Facebook message, we can just do like some kind of emoji.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That works. Good thing we have that plan figured out.
Yeah. We were really struggling with that plan for a long time.
Wow. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Okay. All right. So... this song is going to be, it's called Dingle Doties. And the lyrics are based off a quote from a Jack Kerouac book, the book On the Road. I like Jack Kerouac a lot, but I'm not the biggest fan of that book. I know a lot of people really love that book, but I tried reading it several times and I could only make it like a quarter of the way through, and I just thought it was boring and rambled on. But the quote that I like from it is one of my favorite things that I've ever read.
Uh-huh.
And that quote happened within the first like 15 pages of the book, or I would have never found it. That quote inspired this song.
So the climax was over with once you got that quote, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the quote, I think he just could have put that quote in a book and been done with it and called it a day and would have been good, but so I mean other people don't share that opinion.
Read the whole thing and nothing else really stood out.
Okay.
All right, well then this secures the idea that I never really need to go back and finish that book. So
I guess he was just in that state of mind when he wrote that book, and it was just like, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I like other books and writings from him, mm-hmm. and he's one of my favorite authors, but yeah, that book.
All right.
But anyways.
So how do you spell that anyway?
I believe it's Dingle Doties. It's spelled DingleDodies.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought, but I thought I'd double check.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Well, if I could get a phone signal in here, I could look up the quote and read the exact quote, but I think we're a little phone challenged in here. So
just a little, yeah.
But, yeah.
That's your homework for next time, Jeremy.
But yeah, I'll try to find it. We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Dingle
shambled after like I've always done. The only ones that offer me mad to live and mad to see, desire everything all at once. Let's run away and be like Dingle Dodies. We can play and be mad.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. All right, Dingle Dodies.
It's a fun word.
Yeah, that name's going to be stuck in my brain probably for the next couple of days. I can feel it now.
if you read the first few pages of that book, you can see the quote.
Yeah, I read the book quite a long time ago. I don't remember that specifically. It didn't stand out for me, but I have to check it out again maybe when I get a chance. So what is your favorite book by Kerouac?
I like mostly his haiku books.
Okay.
The best, but I would say like of the not haiku ones, it's probably Darn Bums. It's probably my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, he was probably getting out there by the time he wrote On the Road, so...
I honestly have no clue what order any of them actually go in, or so yeah, I have no idea, but
Well, he was definitely probably on a bender of some sort when he wrote the book. That's my guess.
Yeah, I think he was a professional alcoholic, so
yeah, not just any kind, but professional.
I saw some, I don't even know what it was, but some old TV interview thing with him, and he was drunk and wasted even in that interview, so good for him.
You could do that back then. You know, you see all those old TV shows that we grew up with when we were children, you know? A lot of those game shows like Hollywood Squares and stuff, those people were hammered half the time.
I would probably watch Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune more if people could drink on it.
Yeah. You know?
If Alex Trebek started to get mad, I just think he would be a mad drunk when people get the questions wrong or give stupid answers.
You stupid! Or imagine if every time you wanted a vowel, you had to do a shot of tequila or something.
I bet the ratings would increase significantly for that show.
Actually, I read an interview many years ago. I mean, not recently, obviously, but when they were younger, both Sajak and what's-her-name, they actually did margaritas before they did their tapings. They'd have like a big long lunch and they'd get kind of, you know, toasted, and they would go and do the tapings, because the way they do it is they do like all five, you know, shows at once, you know, over the course of one day. They don't do it like one at a time.
So they only have to work one day a week.
Yeah.
That's quite a job.
Yeah. But, you know, could you imagine, you know, you're coming off a lunch like that and you got to get through all five of them?
Yeah, I probably would want a margarita or two.
If you have one right now, that would help me with my nervousness.
Well, if we weren't in a college you know, back, you know, dorm or not dorm, but campus, we might be able to do that. But unfortunately, if we were at U of M, we could do it. So anyway,
good to know.
Next time,
yeah, Scott, do your show at U of M, not Henry Ford. You know? All right, what do you have now?
The next song that we prepared is called Devil.
Devil.
Down upon my knees.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Pre-recorded Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band in the studio giving us music. All right. Looking at the time here, we got about 7 minutes. I don't know if you planned one more song, two more.
We could do, and actually those are all the ones that we planned, but we could easily do another one or two to fill time.
All right. Why don't we just get going then?
Okay.
If it goes a minute over or so, that's no big deal. Thanks again for coming down and playing for us. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
It was fun. Yeah. Thank you very much for letting us do this.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
Sorry, that helmet's so nervous.
That's all right. He'll be better next time.
If you want to know what the songs really are supposed to sound like, you can go online and find it.
because this is obviously an acoustic-y, no bass version of the songs, but I mean, normally they all have like full drums and.
Yeah.
But they're still the same songs.
And
so.
Fewer mistakes.
Hey, that's what live radio is all about.
That's true.
Okay, so let's play Castle on the Shore.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, we'll play one older song. This is on the Wool Gathering record.
Castle on the Shore, all right. Once again, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
Thank you.
listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves. ¶¶